Welcome to Talking About Organizations, a podcast on organization and management studies graciously supported by our listeners. This is a supplement for episode 134, where we are discussing Charles Perrow's 1984 book, Normal Accidents, Living with High-Risk Technologies, published by Basic Books and updated in 1999 by Princeton University Press. Perrow's book counters the common narrative that safety can be successfully engineered and risk eliminated in technological systems, especially those that pose a high risk of catastrophe, like massive explosions, environmental cataclysms, widespread systemic failures, and so on. Perrow defined an accident as the type of event that causes damage to a system, such that it cannot be used again, as opposed to an incident in which a system shutdown or other remedial action successfully preserves the system and is reversible, such that routine operations can resume. Now, technological systems of the late 20th century, such as nuclear power plants, aerospace and maritime platforms, chemical factories, hydroelectric dams, and recombinant DNA research, it either had major accidents or fears existed among experts or the public about the risks of accidents happening. Now, to alleviate those concerns, company owners and government officials have called for and largely gotten safety systems installed that should help identify problems proactively to allow for preemptive responses, or to shut a system down to mitigate catastrophic effects. The trouble is, according to Perrow, that these safety systems add as much risk as they alleviate, making the potential for catastrophe more likely rather than less. At the heart of the problem was a fundamental lack of understanding of what causes accidents in the first place. Correcting this required a monumental effort to study the detailed reports from major accidents across a number of industries. It started with the Three Mile Island disaster of 1979. Perrow identified two salient factors that were present to a degree that in any industry that seemed prone to such accidents: high systems complexity and tight coupling of system components. The coupling meant that the failure in one part of the system would contribute to the cascading of problems across other parts. And complexity meant that despite the presence of meters and indicators, it might not be possible for an operator or anyone else to properly decipher what was happening to the system, and therefore corrective actions could inherently worsen the situation. From this, a number of other phenomena can be explained, such as tendencies for industries to dismiss accidents as the result of operator error rather than the inherent complexity of the system design itself. Now, that is why the book was titled Normal Accidents, based on Perrow's contention that certain industries, particularly those combining complexity and tight coupling, can never be completely safe. The question becomes, to what extent do the effects of any catastrophe extend only to those on site, such as the workers, or if the effects could extend outside the site, such as into the nearby town or across a much wider geographic region? This book is probably not going to make anyone feel good about the increasingly complex technologies that have been fielded in the years since the book's publication. It can also show that some fears are overblown, such as how he forecasted that the Y2K problem was unlikely to turn out to be as catastrophic as some predicted. And indeed, it was not. And that's all for now. We invite you to listen to the episode, available in two parts on our website at www.talkingaboutorganizations.com or through your favorite podcast streaming service. Thank you for listening and have a great day.